This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Rav is the Odom that are Metilo, and then the Shav, the Odom. Klal Odom was there. Shalomat Musa Hanhogas Odom Hanagosim Ebrius. A person can't be alone. In other words, the mitzvahs of his, let's put it this way, the mitzvahs of his tzuris Adam is totally another people. Your own day itself is never a correct day, and it has to about cover and include other people. So the person takes somebody and learns from the things that even though the person is not warrior today, it's the love of Rav because he's Kloli, but he's been done called Kastos. But a person should dig up within the materials around him the things that are tov to be nostalgic to. It's all built on a certain premise of the understanding that a person needs others. The klal, I mean, the Baal Tanya, very famous in Speglamet Beis, speaks about Vasa HaKamoicha, and there are Finnas Chinam. Finnas starts with the hair that the other person is certainly not necessary for me. The other person, so we'll use is Megareah. The other person has a daya. I don't think like that. So if the hair that the other person's daya is important, so then I have an affinity for the other person. If the other person thinks different than me, and my understanding is I don't need the other person, I'm self-sufficient, then the other person gets on my nerves. I can't stand a das that's different than my das. So when a person has that there are deus that are, that the person zok that does his deus, he finds an akuda, sai mitzad rav, sai mitzad chavas, sai mitzad kolodam. But the Malamed Zchus is not for the sense of not the Benav Chaver to do the other person good, but so that you should learn up and understand the nature of the person that you could learn up from it. And so on. And again, the sense from what he's saying before is it's more the Elis Atzmi rather than to Altai. Umidazois, many Ezek nature, Umidazois Gamanaf Me'avas Hashem Isparach, Umadregel Matim Avas Chachamim. Mishu Oyev Hashem Isparach, Oyev Sapriya Shekruv Isparach, Kimishu Oyev Echot, Oyev Kolash Hashem Lachav Melov. This is the Gewaldic Deher in understanding. And understanding the Avas Chinam, Avas Chaver, Masach Kamecha. Let's say a person has a child who misbehaves, is really a difficult child. So a stupid father thinks that the child is very good. And so he's a Esrik without any pagam. That's obviously stupid. A good father, he sees the problems, but somewhere he hears that there's an atmos of tov in the kid. Because the kid is so kosher with their own self, so a problems as problems. That's the deher in somebody you like. If a person goes into a hospital and meets demented people, he runs the other way. They get on his nerves, and they're making the sugar. If a person has low lane or a close person that's demented, he sees the old person that he remembers in a demented state. A Kadosh Baruch Hu in Nevroim, are not human beings are not just mice in Kadosh Baruch Hu. It is an akuda kaviyachul atzmi in Kadosh Baruch Hu in Nevroim. If a person is nimshach to ruchnius to nekuda v'likus nebriya, then every single nivra has that type of nekuda in him. And what he has to see is he has to be able to see the right picture. He has to see the nekuda that this person has, and the begadim tzayim of the person. So if somebody is wearing the begadim tzayim, I don't have to pretend it doesn't smell. And it's not comfortable sitting next to him. But I have to see that all it takes is a good bath and a laundry to make him attractive. That's the nature. So the eye of a person is the herring that the atzmis of a person is olikos. And the shell around it, the klipa, as tough as it is, let's call it klipa, and the nail it is what to look for in the place of the person that's good.
Would it come out lefiza that it should come out lefiza that even one's yachas to goyim would also be like that? He says all nivroim because they're nivroim of Hashem.
In a certain sense, yes. Except that tziruf, in other words, even if we talk about a bal chai, there's a sense of ma'isi yodu v'kadosh baruch hu. But it's a different. It's the idea herit. In a much more chitzanistic oifen rather than a pneumistic oifen. The level of the shaykhet of me, Klal Yisrael in itself, is not mitzvah. The hair that I'm not a shalom without the other person does not exist there. Masha'in came, in Yisrael exists. The other person, there's some admiration for my Ziyarat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and sensing the chshivas of my Ziyarat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, an objective sensing.
Mm-hmm.
The implication of the first two statements is that there be a permanent bond with it. So the pshat is there has to be a certain permanence in that. I will talk about that in a second. The fikach amar the danet galat kapsos. Ki harav v'chaver mashem nigilim im adam I efshes shalayach shebein efshechot aloi ki chol enyana imoi v'yavad epirut. וכך עומר זה והבדון את קודם כף סחוץ, כאשר הבדון את זה כף סחוץ, ויובו פיוט בין כל בין אבו ובין כל בין חבריך. בדון את זה כף סחוץ, כאשר אתה חושב שעושה לא מכנק לכל דו זה בו. So he's saying here a very, very important insight in relationships, really. First of all, the permanence of the relationship means that with the good you see in the person, it's atzmius. For instance, let's say a person interests me in a certain phase of my life, but then it's gone. So the pshat is, this kesha was not at the atzmiutic level. At the age when we both enjoyed this and that, the other thing, on the time, on the place, we were both the nut, we didn't have any friends, we were this kasha. It's the temporariness of it shows me that I didn't touch on a pneumatic and a kudah. That is point one. Point two is he's saying a double mavil. The don lekav schus is something which a person has to use for those permanent relationships. In other words, him is it's very nice within a certain context of the being down a kapsulus. Because if it doesn't, the relationship will not be permanent. And it's the same also, let's say a person being married means you're 24 hours together, the same person. It means you will find chesronos, you'll put it in context, the whole person. It's a person who works very hard, it's very intense, and then when a certain matzav comes, the person gets very irritated. You're putting it into a certain klolis. Kodakapskos means seeing that nekuda mitzad the klolis of the person rather than mitzad the grisa prat of this or that or the other. That is the finish of the kapskos and so on. Now he goes to the second half. He tells you the negative ones. Nitar Bailey was misakin with the hanhogas of Yerushalayim. There's a certain yachas to people outside. Same thing like Yeshua Prachia, except that he's going on the negative. There's a certain parallel in Al Tach Yatzmach Mishoch Ra to Aser Lacharav. There are direct Hashemah. Let's give an example. A person gains from a chaver or a chavrusa by direct contact. In other words, my chavrusa said a svara, the svara did a svara, he helped me with pshat, he gave me an eitz toiva. That's a darga that's called chaver. It's through an actual chavrus. I speak to him, I ask him, I talk to him, whatever it is. There's a different, the hashpa of a rav would be a much more cholistic hashpa. The presence of an adam gadol is mashpia on the whole sviva. You find the Gemara, different things that in the neighborhood of Zed, there's no fire, neighborhood of this, there's no that. The Hashbom, the Lamalu Lamato, has in itself a type of Hashbom that's not physical and point to point, but rather a cholistic Hashbom, a cholistic sense of Hashbom. That's the way in which things like that work. So the opposite of that is a shachna. When a person lives in a neighborhood, when a person lives in an area that with a shachna, it's not good. There's a hashpa. Even if I don't seek out his friendship, his companionship, being around, acting a certain way, leaves a roshim on me, which is parallel to what the rav does. It's a hashpa that doesn't need his chavrus. Just so that's why I said the Amar, Sheyia Machikat Hashachin, you have to move away. So Yichle Begachel Hashachin Ra, Mashomu Oyle Rosh Oyle Shechinen. The figure Sheyia Machikat Smoy Mishpachin. That's what the Rambam says, that Adam is Nimshach to the Oysov, to surroundings, and the surrounding and the Sviva, therefore a person has to move away from the Sviva and so on, because it's Nimshach Achel Hashachin. He doesn't have to talk about it, doesn't have to argue about it, doesn't have to be convinced. It just, Mitzvah schleps a person. Second, you have to schava le Rasha. By Rasha, it's a kirichsiv, this chavercha le Rasha, but it's a massecho. Or massecho, it's a zochem b'loshen echad, so why doesn't it say, more loshen leim, of his car, b'shochem ra, of his chava le Rasha. Or you have it, b'shochem ra, b'his chava le Rasha. She'in a dove yech b'shem, it's not the same, like we explained. Ki afim loik kar b'shochem ra, b'shochem ra, it's loik. If the person didn't make any effort to get close to b'shochem ra, and somebody moves into his neighborhood, sorry, le haf, menu. Because
Why is it said in the Lashon of Puranas? What's the dogish of Puranas, like the punishment which is going to come to you if there is Ra, as opposed to just, you know, the traits of Ra in a person?
Person says, oh, I'm worried for the Puranis, but it's Things in the the house a person has a contact with. Things that are outside, there's a general sense of ashpa. And the problem with that sense is it takes its toll before the person realizes what's happening. And then, and like Tino, I believe, but you find sometimes a person, sometimes when a person has a general, his daughters in Luchnias, and you see, he stopped doing this, he stopped doing this, he stopped doing this, and you see clearly the mahalach. And sometimes when a person almost suddenly drops everything, chasron, what happened usually? He's been listening to somebody, he's been reading something, he's been cooking in it, and then in one moment it snaps and everything falls into place or out of place. The process of hashpa has an insidious side to it that there's no tfisa in its mahalach. Hashpa b'chlal, hashpa is a type of shaychus. The Chochmei Pnim divide the worlds in two different classes. There's Olam Atzilus, and there's everything else after that. There's Bria, there's Yetzir Asiya. The big difference in the two is Bria, Yetzir Asiya work in a cause and effect type relationship. A causes B, B causes C, C causes D. Not a very, very ruchness to go, but I'll upon him, the point, moving the next point, is can be clearly defined in those ways. Atzilus is a type of effect that something has on something through hashpa, even when you don't see specific things going on. There's just a general sense of things happening. And you know, you see the hashpa of Elyonim on Tachtonim, even though it's hard, you're hard to put a clear point-by-point correlation. That's Metzius. And it has a tzad l'toyif, and it has a tzad l'ra. And that's the tzad that we're talking about. When a person is in a sviva, and he's nimshach to the sviva, so then you get those hashpahs. That's why the tikkun says, l'pisyash ha'pranis, the person has to understand that he can't look at it say there's nothing there. Just like radiation. Someone's exposed to a lot of radiation, and nothing happened. He's a body of a shalom. He has to say to himself, you know, he's absorbed so much radiation, the sickness is going to come. That's the way about the sense of consciousness fits in with the rest of it. Any questions?
No.
Okay. So we'll hold it here, and the magician will start the next mission next week.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay.